You're listening to a program focusing on the piano on Into the Light. I'm Catherine Michelle. Next, we're going to listen to a very interesting piano concerto by Nancy Galbraith. Born in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania in 1951, she is currently professor of composition and theory at Carnegie Mellon University, as well as organist and music director of Christ Lutheran Church. Since 1980, her music has been featured in hundreds of concerts and radio broadcasts worldwide and has appeared on over a dozen recordings. Her orchestral works have received numerous performances by the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra and by a variety of other ensembles. She is particularly known as a leader in the field of wind ensemble writing. These compositions have been performed by some of the world's finest wind ensembles and have become standard repertoire throughout North America. The Piano Concerto No. 1, a three-movement work completed in the summer of 1993, was performed by the Pittsburgh Symphony in 1995 and hailed by critic Ricardo Schultz as a major contribution to the 20th century concerto literature. Here is what the composer says about the piece. After a quiet introduction by the orchestra, the first movement unfolds as a piano solo with sensuous rhythmic pulses in the accompanying strings. Throughout the development of this movement, the piano frequently combines with the percussion and winds to form lush, exotic textures. It ends in an ethereal aura created by high string tremolo that moves attacca into the eerie introduction of the second movement, which evolves into a slow, lyrical piano solo, unaccompanied by the orchestra, and ends in a meditative and unearthly atmosphere created by the piano and orchestra. The third movement explodes with an even stronger rhythmic pulse than the first and uses the orchestra as a foreground voice while the piano accompanies with textural rhythms. The piano returns to state the final musical ideas, and after a driving cadenza accented with percussion, the work closes with an impressive tutti. Let's hear it now with Ralph Zitterbart, piano, and Keith Lockhart conducting the Cincinnati Chamber Orchestra.